Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
And that is my friend Zach.
My parents can't tell me to stop making a podcast.
My parents can't stop this podcast.
My parents can't stop Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. Give it up for King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
Give it up for Brett on the frets, Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
There it is.
With
okay.
Distortion.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And my parents can't keep me from inviting over this cool friend.
They told me not to, cause it's after 10 p.m.
But I said she is coming over.
And they said get out of your room. And I said no, she's coming in the window.
Please welcome to Off Book. We're so excited to have her, host of the very funny show that Zach and I got to go destroy, Going Deep on Stitcher. Please welcome Lily Sullivan.
My parents. Hi. Thank you guys for having me.
Your parents, you have them.
My parents too.
No one's parents like them in an emo song.
No.
No one has a good relationship with their, at best it's just like, they don't understand me.
Oh my God.
We're so happy to have you here. Thank you for doing the show.
Thank you for having me, you guys. What a joy.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah, I feel like the parents maybe are being perfectly reasonable, you know, but
they're just being parents.
No kid in an emo song thinks their parent is being reasonable.
I heard a good thing on parenting, and everyone who is a parent, take this with a grain of salt as a person who has no children, but they said it was like, you want to treat your kids.
Okay,
like
Scott, listen up.
I have some advice for you on how to raise your child. They say you want to treat your kids the way
you would treat
the way
a
that
wheel
they would
cheese.
Do it if they were you. You're
Wait.
Basically acting in their own best interests. As them, I'm saying it wrong.
So you want, it's like you want to parent your kids the way that they would want to be parents?
Kind of.
I like scream at her every time, like, I don't like what's happening, right? That's.
Yeah, behave like your baby.
Yeah,
behave like you would want, behave like you would want your parents to have behaved towards you.
Oh, that,
well, that makes more sense.
I don't know what I said before, but take that one. That's what I meant.
You said, try imagining what your baby will be as a parent and do that. And I think that's hard.
I don't know how to do
that. That's a little harder because like you don't have enough data to go off of, mm-hmm. of like their personality and they don't have a lot of reason and logic yet.
People with kids love it when people without kids tell them how to be a parent. That's sort of what I've taken from being in the world.
I mean, I feel like it's I'm finally getting to the point where all my friends are having kids and I'm being like, I actually see the appeal now. Before I was like, I don't get it. And now I'm like, it's cool that it's like a mini you.
And it's like a big art project, really. You're like,
And like, you're definitely gonna fuck it up. But
I was talking to my friend who had a baby in September, and she's like a very calm person. Like, she's like someone I go to for wisdom. My other friend and I were talking about her, and we were like, oh, her, she's been here before. We're just like, she's our friend who's like gone through the cycle so many times, and we're getting like epochs of wisdom.
An old soul,
deeply old soul.
Okay.
And so I can already tell she's like such a like calm mother,
calm mom,
and like you can just see, oh, that's just so great. And I was like, but she was talking to me that day they had given her baby solid food for the first time, and she's like, so I was reading like so many things about what the food should be and how, and should you spoon feed or let them do it themselves, and should it be a puree or should it be solid? And then basically as soon as you get overwhelmed, you have to stop reading and go, what's going to be the cutest and most fun for us? Like, okay, I have the information, it's in there,
but like, what's cute though?
But also like, I can't worry about this more than...
No.
In many ways, it's like tackling a new project. Like, if I would read 1,000 articles about how to plant basil, you know, like, and then at the end of the day, I'd be like, but ultimately, let me plant the basil. Huh?
But if I like think about the way that I cook, like, and I'm like, oh, I don't have this, I guess I'll just throw this in there.
I'll do a substitution for raising this child.
Yeah, but then it like is bad.
Well...
I don't know how to raise this child, but like, I'm gonna raise it the way that I'm gonna raise it.
Yes.
We go now to a beautiful community garden. Another beautiful day. I can smell the rain. The soil is ready for me to plant some seeds. And I've read all about it. I've read which light and when to place them. But ultimately, I'm gonna follow my need.
I'm gonna do me when I plant these seeds. I'm gonna do me when I plant these seeds.
Because it might be parsley, but it's also a part of me. I'm gonna do me when I plant these seeds.
Excuse me, ma'am. Did you just plant these seeds right here?
Right here.
This is my plot.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't be doing me when it's your plot. Sorry. What are you planting today?
I'm planting pumpkins.
Oh.
I'm planting trees and pumpkins. It's gonna be a big patch in my pumpkin patch.
But I love that. That's so cool to see that it could simultaneously be a pumpkin patch and also Christmas trees. I'm assuming they're Christmas trees.
You're right about that.
That's similar to me.
What are you planting?
Just a bunch of eucalyptus. And when people see my patch, they'll say, what is this? But I gotta do me when I plant these seeds.
I gotta do me.
And it's eucalyptus exclusively.
I gotta do me.
And you got pumpkins and Christmas trees.
And Christmas trees.
You gotta do me when you plant these seeds.
And we won't care that there's not enough space.
A shallow tree that is hazardous when the rain blows for all to see. But I gotta do me when I plant these seeds.
When I plant my tree.
When I plant my field of parsley.
Whatever you do,
pumpkins,
do. Whatever you do,
And the months they passed, and the seeds they grew, and time moved forward until one day...
Summer, winter, fall, autumn, summer.
Hi. Could I take one of these pumpkins? It's like already on the sidewalk anyhow. Can I have this sidewalk pumpkin?
Listen, little kid.
Uh-huh?
This is my patch, okay? This is the only thing that is keeping me together right now.
Oh.
My life is in shambles.
Oh, what happened?
Well, you must know.
Oh, well, I'd love to know. Not just must, love to.
I had a family. I had a husband and some kids and a dog, you see. But then they all got lost. They got lost in the grocery store. I haven't seen them in years. I don't know where they are. I don't know if they left me or if they really got lost in that Walmart, you see.
You're going through a rough patch. You're going through a rough patch. You planted these pumpkins, a pumpkin patch. You're going through a rough patch.
I am. It's a pumpkin patch, but it's really a life patch. A rough patch, you see.
Yeah, I get it.
Job.
Oh, more!
I had a career where I worked at a big advertising agency, but then they fired me because I lost my family. I was so obsessed with my family, you see.
Oh, so you're going through a rough patch.
I'm going through a rough patch at
going
work.
Going through a rough patch.
A rough patch with my family, too. Started first.
Unhatch. Ooh, ooh. But you're going through a rough patch. Oh, I'm sorry, lady. I'm glad you found peace in these pumpkins. I won't take this one if you don't want me to, even though I'm just gonna carve them into a real good jack-o'-lantern.
Well, you can have that one, I guess.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, your family that got lost? How long ago was that?
Lost in a Walmart.
15 years ago.
Holy crap!
15 years ago.
In a Walmart.
And then my house caught on fire too.
Cheapers, lady.
And my car caught on fire as well.
Oh man!
And then I lost all my money.
Put it into Bitcoin.
I put it into Bitcoin.
Well, just hold. Hodl, it's going up. It's going to the moon.
It was a rough patch.
Going through a rough, rough patch.
Don't ever grow up, kid.
Okay, I'm going to carve this pumpkin into the scariest thing I could think of. Your life! Goodbye!
Oh.
Dodd, what are you doing?
What?
Dodd, what are you doing?
I'm just sort of wandering. Why? Why do you always need to know what I'm doing?
I don't know. You're humming.
I was just humming. Can't a man hum?
Caitlin, get in here and watch what Dodd's doing.
Dodd, what are you doing?
Dodd, what are you doing?
Brenda, I need you to calm down and just let a man hum. Listen. When you've been in a Walmart for 15 years, sometimes you just hum. Sometimes the bicycle pump is not giving you as much company as he used to. He's lackluster in converse. Yes, this is the
Dad.
Part where you find out I've been talking Dad. To the bicycle pump.
Dad, is that okay? I'm talking? Because it sounds like maybe more with the bicycle. Are you just talking with the bicycle pump?
Yes, what else would you do with a bicycle
pump? I don't know, but for us,
I guess you could put it in your butt. I guess you could pump your butt full of air from the bicycle pump. Is that what you're saying, Brenda?
Dad, are you in love with the bicycle pump?
I'm not in love with the bicycle pump, Brenda.
Dad,
why are my kids always trolling me about
being... My name's Caitlin, Dad.
Her name's Caitlin. I said her name's Caitlin.
Well, where's Brenda?
right here.
And where's Brenda?
What?
Brenda died, Dad.
Brenda was the dog, and she died, sadly.
Why did Brenda... I miss Brenda.
Yeah, we all do. And also, Dad, like, why don't we ever just leave this Walmart?
Yeah, Dad, can we just walk out the front door?
I mean, we were tiny babies when we first got in here, so we don't, like, know if there's some sort of, like, blood pact or curse. But, like, you're always like, we can't leave the Walmart.
We can't leave the Walmart.
But why?
Because I don't know where the door is.
Dad.
Seriously? Okay,
seriously, tell us the truth. Why can't we leave?
Seriously, Dad?
Okay. The reason, the good reason that we haven't left this Walmart for 15 years is quite simple, you see. There's no world outside the Walmart to go back to. And I know this because I read it on the internet.
Oh, that's right. Because that day that we got stuck in here and separated from mom, that giant mist fell. And out
a
in the
giant mist fell.
As just like big old insects that'll eat you up.
Yes.
And like, so we mourn the loss of mom, but the only life we have is this one in the Walmart because of the mist.
Listen, if you guys want to go out of the Walmart into the mist, God bless and good speed.
Wait,
Dad,
seriously?
We're not leaving
Dad,
you here.
We're not going to leave you here.
No, go out into the mist. Have fun.
Dad,
in fact, it's time.
Dad,
it's time for the two of you
trip.
To go out into the mist. It's not a guilt trip. Caitlin, Brenda, ghost of the dog, Brenda. It's time for all of you. See, I knew it was here somewhere. Did you hear that or was it just me?
I think it was just you, Dad.
I didn't hear a bark.
Well, I didn't even say it was a bark, but fine. What's that? Hold on, I'm talking to Brenda. It sounds like the dog from Blue's Clues. Blue. It just goes, in my head.
Dad, I think you should leave with us.
I don't want to leave. I am Walmart now, and I live in the Walmart.
Dad, you've been here too long. You've started to lose your mind, okay?
My mind is fine very much, Brenda. Thank you.
My name is Caitlin, Dad. How many times do I have to freaking tell you?
Listen, you look weird for a dog, but at this point, I think it's time that you and your sister Brenda all go outside into the world. It's too late for me. Leave me in the Walmart. But you should go out into the world to see if there is a world. Spoiler, there's not. But if you're so sure, why don't you go out the mist and there and leave me with this bicycle pump that you're so sure that I'm in love with?
I don't know. What do you want to do, Brenda?
I'm like really torn because I feel like it's mad sad to leave our dad. But at the same time, like...
It's mad sad and also kind of bad.
It's mad sad and bad to leave our dad.
It's not mad sad and bad to leave your dad. Your dad is rad and the best dad you've ever had.
Of course you're the best dad we've ever had, Dad. And that's why we think it's mad sad and possibly bad to leave you, Dad.
But I don't know, Brenda. I kind of want to know, like, what are our friends up to? Like Shad.
Oh, Shad.
The you boy haven't seen Shad since you were both infants.
But Shad, that first and only memory we have pre-Walmart is of him sharing his trowel with us.
I love him.
Oh. You do?
I do, but I think so do you.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
This is the kind of thing you have to go out to explore. To have a love triangle with Chad who hasn't seen you since before. It's been 15 years and he's the only love you've ever known. But if you don't go outside, how will you know how much you've grown? So just leave me in this Walmart with a bicycle pump. Leave your dad inside this Walmart for the years to come. Just leave me a Walmart with the ghost of our dead dog. I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna go for a jog.
Does he love that pump? Does he love it like we love Shad?
Oh no, maybe... I'm trying to think about this from every angle and face the fact that in the mist might be a love triangle. Am I ready to fight you for the heart of Chad? Am I ready to leave behind our super sad dad?
I'm fine!
And is it even an issue? Or am I just down in the dumps?
thinking about if he could love mom like he loves that bicycle pump.
Leave me in the Walmart with this bicycle pump. You can fill up balloons and this inflatable truck comma dump. Leave me in the Walmart with a bicycle pump.
He's and definitely fucking the pump.
How would you even go about
fucking a bicycle that pump?
I'm asking for a friend. I'm not asking because I want to know how to do it.
I would just start exploring what you think feels good.
Start small. Put the pump in your butt.
That's what I'll do. I'll put this bicycle pump in my butt. I don't know if I like it per se, but I'll try it. You know what? Leave me the Walmart with this bicycle pump that I will put into my rump, and it's not crazy.
Bye, Dad, for now.
Bye forever.
Oh, wow, really?
Dad, for now.
You're gonna get eaten by all the bugs in the mist. Jeez. But you're adults, and I won't tell you what to do. If you wanna go get eaten by bugs, that is up to you. Just remember me. With a bicycle pump in my ass.
I will never forget that image as long as I last. And maybe this is goodbye forever, or maybe just for now.
But Dad, go fuck that pump and remember us.
Yeah, Dad, think of us in this Walmart.
Walmart.
If you see your mother, tell her I love her.
Okay.
And also tell her congratulations for surviving the huge bugs.
Wow.
See you again, my dear darling daughters.
I'm outside, you guys. I don't see any bugs at all.
Yeah, me neither. It's just really foggy.
Goodbye. I'm going into the back of the Walmart and I'm not following you.
Caitlin, our dad is a true shell of a man, and I don't think I realized it till like fully this morning.
I know. I like the whole stuff about the pump in his butt. I was like, we do need to go. Like, we should get out of here.
And also, I'm like, Dad, if there's no bugs, we can fully like come back and get you. And he's like, no. Goodbye forever. I know. It's just like, it's kind of really sad.
Oh, okay. Well, two girls coming out of the abandoned Walmart? Well, this is a thing I never thought I'd see.
Stop! Halt! Are you a bug?
Ooh, now that's an interesting question. Now, I don't think I'm a bug. Okay. But would a bug think it's a bug?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You look like a man.
I feel like a man.
Well, okay. That's good. Then
you're
probably a man.
Don't call me a bug. It's rude to call people bugs if you just met them.
Oh. If you identify as a man, then you're a man.
I do identify as a man.
Okay, so not a bug.
I do not identify as a bug.
Well, we've only seen three people in our whole lives. Well, in our lives since we were three-year-old baby twins, and we barely have memories of that time.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay. To each other? We always do.
You're not the Dyson girls, are you?
We don't know. Oh, we
are.
Now, isn't this a pickle?
We are. Don't you remember?
Sorry. That is our last name. I forgot.
It's been so long.
Brenda and Caitlin Dyson, along with their dad, Daniel Dyson, went into this Walmart on the day that we had a horrible mist 15 years ago and never came out. And then the Walmart closed.
Wait.
And so no one ever went in.
That is our life story.
That was us. Look.
You know, there's a little boy who's been coming by this store near on every day to see if there were see if his friends that he remembered from one time when he was an infant would be in there.
Wait.
A little boy who then became a 15-year-old man?
Later.
Yeah, well, he's little to me. I'm 102.
Oh, wow. I didn't know people could live to be that old.
They generally don't.
Caitlin,
but I got good genes, I guess.
Our lives are already, like, so wild. Like, this is already so much stimulus for me to take in. Also, it hurts my eyes a little bit. My eyeballs have only ever been in a dark abandoned Walmart.
Hold on.
Oh, gosh, I didn't even notice. My legs are, like, atrophied, even though I did walk around in the Walmart.
Sorry to interrupt you both, but it just occurred to me, based on what you just said, I'm going to say Brenda?
Yeah.
Yeah, you. I know you're Brenda and Caitlin. I just wasn't sure. Which of you is which on account of you are, I'm going to say, fraternal twins?
Identical twins.
I got bad news, but the first thing I'm going to tell you is you might be fraternal twins.
No.
Why
would you say something like
that?
Well,
who told you were identical twins?
Ourselves, our dad, and the mirror.
Well, you don't look the same to me.
Mm. What about us doesn't look the same? I have brown hair. She has blonde. I have blue hair.
Okay, but
she
you
has
see,
brown.
You just said
I'm 5'8". She's 5'2".
We are identical.
Sure, I guess. You say 5'2". You say 5'8". That's the same. Identical. You like tomatoes and you like grapes. That's the same. Identical.
She's got brown hair and I've got blonde. Blue eyes, brown eyes, we can't always get beyond.
Just because they're not the same doesn't mean they're not identical. Just because they're not the same doesn't mean they're not identical.
Big tits, she's got flat chest. I've got long legs, she's got short legs. I've got big feet, she's got huge feet. I've got ears, she's got no ears.
One of you's got holes in your head where both of your ears should be. Doesn't mean you're not identical to me.
Oh, now you're getting it, and it's empirical that we are standing right in front. You so identical. But maybe if you say it one more time, it will get clearer. And actually, we've never seen a mirror. When I said mirror, I meant the fun noodles we put dolls' heads on.
Sure, just because you're not the same doesn't mean you're not identical. You can be identical and not the same.
Maybe I could second guess our father paternal that he forgot the meaning of the word fraternal.
I've got cheeks, she's got no cheeks. I've got lips, she's got no lips. I've got hair, she's got no hair. But we are identical. Identical.
Does have a face. I don't know what the sort of definition that your dad was giving you of stuff. Daniel was always had a couple of screws loose to begin with. 15 years in a Walmart probably didn't do him any favors.
I think Caitlin means like more of, you know, like, except for the ears. I do not have ears.
Nope, holes where your ears should be.
That's right.
But your hair, blonde hair's covering it nicely.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about it. Well, I looked exactly like the doll's head on the fun noodle I made.
Sure. I think I got kind of carried away with the song, you know? I was just sort of saying, you know, what all the bad stuff about.
You're on
Brenda, and not a lot of the bad stuff about me.
It does seem like you are setting up sort of a situation where you're already starting to think of me as your aesthetic rival for a certain shod. But, you know, this
hey,
is...
Hey, that's the name of the little boy who turned into a 15-year-old boy who's been coming by here every day. And I think he'd love to see you, but I gotta tell you what. Well, first of all, you're both doing incredibly well for your first interaction with a person that wasn't your dad in 15 years.
Thank you. I'm glad that you forgave us calling you a bug.
Oh, yeah, no. Water under the bridge.
Ah.
What I was going to say, though, was that if you're 15 and you just came out of this Walmart, there's so much that I would suggest you experience before you go meet that boy, Chad.
Like ice cream?
That would be one of them,
sure.
Was there ice cream in the Walmart?
Only when we were babies.
Yeah.
And then you ate it all.
We've just been having canned goods for most of our lives.
I learned to open the cans like with my teeth and my nails and stuff like that. And
now that's handy.
Like, now there are can openers in the Walmart, but yep. It was just like, how do we learn any skills and hobbies?
How do you pass the time? Eventually,
you
you're gonna try to open
time?
A can.
How do you pass the time?
How do you pass the
sure.
time?
But like, what do you want us to do? Like, go see a movie indoors or go to a movie outdoors?
Now you seem like you guys have actually a lot of ideas of things to do.
Where do you want us to go and what movie should we see?
Now, I only see going to say a movie, but
well, just what movie should we see? And could you tell us? Could you just tell us one thing?
Okay. Oh my God, you're sweating.
I know.
You can just ask.
Is there any way Is there any place where we could still see Face Off?
The movie Face Off?
Is there any place?
Yeah, Netflix.
Is there any way? Is there any indoor or outdoor theater where we could see Face Off?
Face Off. When we were growing up, our dad, he didn't have a lot of stories in his head.
Sure.
And we quickly ran out of the books that were on the shelf, so he would tell us this story instead. About a man named John Travolta and another man named Nick Cage.
Nick Cage, I liked him, but I also like John Travolta. And then they face off.
And they swap faces.
They take one of the faces, put it on another face.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the movie.
They take Nick Cage's face and they put it on John Travolta's face.
Right.
But they take John Travolta's face and they put it on Nick Cage's head.
Like hit him for
their
a
faces come off.
Right.
They also face off.
Yeah, they do face
their
off.
Their faces
right.
come off, but they also face off.
It's like a face off.
Their faces come off.
Their faces come.
Okay, I'm gonna need the two of you to stop rolling around on the ground.
Is there a theater nearby where we could watch this movie?
No, it's not playing at any movie.
Maybe it's an indoor-outdoor theater combined.
What is this indoor-outdoor theater you keep mentioning?
We just mean we have to find it. We don't want to watch it on a home TV. There's got to be a way we can see. Face off.
Face off. I want to cut my face off.
Nope, don't
put
do that.
It on Brenda's face.
We could face off to face off.
Face off to face off.
Face off.
It's a double.
Face off to face off.
Will the two girls get to face off to face off? Will they find Shad? Will their dad ever be free of this Walmart? Will they reunite with their mother who in their pumpkin patch? Find out when we return after intermission to the second half of
Twins in the Mist, the musical!
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, everyone, welcome back. When we last left Brenda and Caitlin, they were exiting the Walmart into the not-so-miss anymore and leaving their dad behind to fall in love with a bike pump. Will they find their mom and Shod and see Face-Off? Find out when we return to the second half of Twins in the Mist, the musical. Shod, I can't believe you're going down there again, dude. Why don't you just come to the river with us instead and throw rocks?
Why are you guys always obsessed with going to the river?
Because the river's freaking dope, man. We throw stuff into it.
And it goes.
And it goes down.
And it goes away.
What don't you get?
I'm throwing it into the river, yeah. And then the river takes it away, Shod. I mean, it's like straight up the coolest shit I've ever heard.
Okay.
Powerful force of nature out there.
Okay.
Probably ever.
Pete, okay, Brandon, first of all, it straight up doesn't. Because it's like a shallow ass river. You throw the rocks.
Just now it is. Just give it time.
Yeah, well, just let that snow melt, man. And that thing will be rushing.
Dude, Shod, you're never freaking waiting for ice pack to melt. And it's like starting to really drive me and Brandon crazy. Because we're like,
Do you even like the river?
No.
Do you even like the river?
The river blows.
Oh!
A river can go get fucked off a cliff. If I had to remove one thing from planet Earth, the river would be it. The river can go get fucked. The river can rot and die. And I'll tell both of you why. The river is wet and small. The river is dumb and lame. If you took out the river, the world would be exactly the same. Also, it's not a river, it's a tiny trench you dug behind both of your houses. It can go get
oh my gosh. Hold me back, I can't stand
your
him.
River.
I can't believe you would talk this way about
oh
my
gosh.
Love.
Hold me back, I can't even stand him. It's like, have you even heard of the Grand Canyon? Do you know that was carved by a river, bro? There's so many things about rivers I know. And why can't, in a pinch, you can't make your own river as a trench?
You're 15, I don't mean to grovel, but every day you two go behind a house with a tiny shovel. And you dig out dirt, and then you take a watering can, and then you go, oh, look at the river I made with my hand. Your river fucking sucks. And it can go get fucked.
Okay.
Your river fucking sucks. And your river can go get fucked. It fucking sucks and can get fucked.
I can't believe I'm hearing this from guy who takes his old Razor scooter to the Walmart every day, just because back when he was a baby, he used to play with those fraternal twins.
They don't look anything alike, dude. They look weird together next to each other. Haven't you noticed? They don't even match. One's blonde, one's brunette. One has ears,
also,
one doesn't.
I need you to get their names out of your stupid mouth.
You get the river out of your mouth first, man.
Names,
it's
man.
Not a river, it's a 5-foot trench.
It's a river.
It doesn't connect to anything on either end.
Oh my gosh, Brendan. Brendan.
What?
Let's just leave this fool before he breaks my heart.
You're outside my house.
Let this guy freaking scoot to Walmart. Because those twins, they disappeared in the mist 15 years ago. You'll never see them again. But one day, our river will flow.
Our river will flow.
Sucks and it can go get fucked.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow though.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
We'll see. We'll see you, man.
Hey, come over tomorrow. For Smash Brothers?
Yeah, come over early if you want. My mom's making French toast dippers.
Oh, sweet. Wait, she's are those the ones she made them. From Challah?
Yeah, she's making it from Challah.
That's rad as
and
hell.
And my mom's making, she's making Chips Ahoy. Oh, I'm bringing those.
That's rad. I don't know if you're using that verb correctly, but I'd love to have them.
She's making it. She's making them.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. Them. Seriously, find something else to do than dig that thing. But okay. I guess, I mean,
we'll
so
be at the river.
We're just not going to agree on some things. I guess you don't agree with the twins. I don't agree with the river. And I guess that's okay. I'll see you later.
Bye. I love you.
Bye.
Love
bye.
You. Your river sucks.
Love you.
Bye, boy. I love you.
Love you, man. Love you so much.
Love those guys. Okay. Razor scooter. Kick flip. Sweet tricks. Grinding. Man, I wish I knew how to do tricks. That's okay.
Excuse me, but you can't skateboard here. This is close to my pumpkin patch.
Oh, hey, Mrs. Dyson. Oh, sorry. I forgot. What's your maiden name that you're going by now?
I'm going by my maiden name.
That's what I said, but I asked what it is.
I'm going by my maiden name, Tape.
Tape. Wait, your name is Tanya Tape?
Yes.
Okay.
Look, I can't have you near the pumpkins. They're all I have. And the loud skateboarding upsets them while they're growing.
Tanya, I say this to you every time I skate past you and you sort of shout at me to leave your pumpkins alone. Don't you ever want to, like, check out the inside of the Walmart?
What did you just say?
I say this to you every day. Don't you want to check out the inside of the Walmart?
What did you just say?
This whole town is so fucking weird about not going into that Walmart. Why are your eyes red?
Nobody goes in the Walmart anymore.
Right.
I can't go there. My family died there. If I go in, I will be dead. And then we'll all be ghosts together again. I'm not ready for that kind of commitment anymore. I wanted to be alive as a family. Now I can't. So I raise the pumpkins alone. I raise these pumpkins alone.
Right.
So leave me alone.
Okay. Bye. Why are you following me?
How dare you,
you said
talk
leave you
about
alone.
The Walmart like that? How dare you bring it up to me? You know my family, my stupid freaky twins, they died in that Walmart.
Called them stupid? They were babies.
Can't believe you drink this up to me again today. I can't even bake my pumpkin pie. I can't even make my pumpkins grow. Because you're stressing me out so much with your stupid talk about my twins and the Walmart family. Just let me be.
Tanya! Trying to let you be, and you've been following me for 3 blocks. You told me to go away, so then I went away, and now you won't stop. You got in the car and been tailing me all around. I know that you're going crazy, but just let me go downtown.
How dare you bring up my pumpkins? I can't deal with my pumpkins alone!
I feel like you're mad at something else and taking it out on me!
Wow.
What do you really think? Where is all this coming from? And wouldn't you like to know? I mean, for sure, that your family is dead. I know that no one ever says those things to you. They tiptoe around you so your eyes don't turn red. But this whole town never checked inside that Walmart, which is dumb. They just assumed that they were dead. Don't you want to know?
Opening up my eyes. And now I'm
My sister and I were wondering if you could tell us if there's like anywhere to see Face Off.
Yeah, we really would love to see Face Off.
Hi, sorry, we almost bumped into you. Sorry, we're new to the sun. But we were just wondering if you could tell us if like there's a way to
see Face. I don't have time to talk to these girls with you right now, Mrs. Tate. I gotta go to the Walmart and check it to see if those twins are alive.
Okay, oh my
bye.
God.
Did you just say twins?
Yeah.
Did you just say twins?
Yeah.
We're twins. Can't you tell? We're identical.
You guys need to stop bringing up twins. Both of my twins died in a Walmart.
Whoa, that's crazy because we were raised in a Walmart.
Yeah, we were. We grew up in a Walmart.
Hold on. You grew up in a Walmart.
Yeah, that one right there.
You say you're twins. You lost twins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you.
I lost my twins.
No, I lost it. I thought I had it. I lost it.
Well, good luck.
Wait,
buddy.
Hold on.
Okay.
The two of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in a Walmart.
That one right there.
How old?
When we were babies.
We're about 16.
Now
we're almost 16.
Lost almost babies 16. In a Walmart. How long ago?
About 15 years ago, but I don't see the connection.
Hold on. I'm so close. I feel like I've almost got it.
Well,
what?
Can we help? Because we would love in exchange for us to get to see Face
Off.
I don't know if this is a barter system after the big bugs.
There's something here in this group of people. I've got it. Hold on.
Can I ask you a quick question, though?
Who, me?
Yeah. That tag on your backpack, it says Shad?
It's not just a tag. It's my name.
No.
Wait, can I ask you another question?
Sure.
That tag on your bag, it says Jansport.
Yeah.
Is that one related to?
It's not just a brand. It's my last name.
Shad Jansport. Oh my gosh.
Shad Jansport.
It's us.
Brendan and Caitlin. Dixon.
We used to play when we were babies. We have one tiny memory of you.
Wait a minute. I've got it. You're her daughters.
Whoa.
Mom?
Daughters?
Mom?
Jansport?
Mom, is that you?
Wait.
Yes, I think it is me. Am I your mom?
Mom, Dad told us that when we found our mom, if we ever found her in the mist that are full of bugs that would eat us, and our only hope of ever seeing her again was to find her in the belly of a bug who swallowed us whole, is that we would know each other by doing this thing that people in a family did in this great tale, Face Off.
Seems overly complicated, but okay. What's up?
Well, he was like, he said, your mother and I used to talk about how as our kids grew up, we were going to put our hands over their faces like they do in Face Off.
Yeah.
Some people refer to it as the face waterfall, and John Travolta actually improvised.
No.
So can we?
I had no idea he improvised.
Can I face waterfall your face, Mom?
Sure.
Can I face waterfall your face, Mom?
I guess.
It's something that will prove to me and my sister finally, above all, if I can connect to you with a face waterfall. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. I'm not even touching your face. You just da 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 da. Da 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 da. You hold it delicately right in place.
It's like the locket from Annie, but instead of a locket, delicately touching a face as a way for them to find their family, even in a different time and place.
Did you feel it too, Mom? Did you feel anything?
I did. I felt your fingers on my face, but it was just kind of far away. It felt like really light, weird ghost touch.
Yeah, it's weird. That's right.
I feel like maybe I've felt it before.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Let me barely touch your face. Da 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 da.
So
da 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 da.
Face.
Leaving behind a ghostly trace. What did John Travolta know that we can now hold inside? Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Mom! Oh my gosh, it's you!
Oh my god, my baby!
We love you, Mom! We missed you! We thought you were eaten by bugs in the mist! That's what Dad told us for fully 15 years!
No, there was mist, yes, but I just, you know, I inhaled a big huff of mist and I found myself kind of getting dozy and I fell asleep in a patch. And when I woke up, I was on this community garden and I started gardening. I didn't know what else to do.
And then the Walmart was closed and no one went in there ever again.
Honestly, we'll spend our whole lives unpacking how something like this could happen. But for now, all I want to do is take both of you in and be so happy to be reunited and get to a very pressing issue. And it's not our sad dad, because he's living his own life.
What about your dad, though?
Well, he said he always loves you, but I think he might maybe be moving on to some... to like a new page in his life.
Moving on to what? There's no one else in the Walmart.
Yeah, what? I mean,
he may or may not be in love with a bike pump. I just feel like we should take on Dad
with
when
a bike
we're
pump?
A bike pump
in a different space.
That doesn't feel like love. That feels like he's going insane.
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, no, we're gonna need to help him, but I think that's kind of its own.
I don't judge.
That's like its own journey.
No, sorry. I don't want you to write him off so fast, because I don't think he's in. You guys both keep saying the words in love with a bike pump. To a man who's been locked in a Walmart for 15 years.
He's not locked. Like, the door's been open the whole time.
Sure.
And it's his own fear that's keeping him in there. So I'm just saying it's going to take a long process to like get him out. He fully believed we were going to be eaten by bugs.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm just saying like...
Well, that's scary.
I want you both to know, both of my daughters, that...
Not me.
Not you, okay. Shad. That I don't judge your father. All right? You know, hook up with some pumpkins? Did I make love to a Christmas tree or two?
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so this is a whole thing that our family is going to have to kind of unpack and sort through. Yeah.
This is like a lot to take in. I'm feeling super damaged. Like, I'm going to have to talk to a lot of therapists.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I think you guys are both doing incredibly well, to be totally honest.
Thanks, Chad.
Thank you so much.
Do you guys know, though, is there a movie theater, indoor, outdoor, or it could be combo?
This town doesn't even have a dumb movie theater, which is why I have to show movies with my cool projector on my outdoor treehouse.
Stop.
Wait, can
Shut
you
the
sit
fart up.
Wait, inside the treehouse and watch it? So you're kind of inside and outside at the same time.
Yeah, I'd say it's a hybrid of indoor and outdoor spaces.
Shut the fart up.
Oh my gosh. Caitlin.
Did you hear him?
I heard him. And I can't believe it.
I can't.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
What's happening?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
What are you two doing?
Oh my gosh.
What's this dance? It's so highly choreographed.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh.
I don't think your spines are supposed to bend that way.
They can, because we grew up thinking of pool noodle was a mirror, so we can move like it. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you want to see a movie in my indoor-outdoor tree? Many things on Blu-ray and DVD.
Well, we carry this one with us. It's something we hold so dear. We actually have a Blu-ray of Face Off. It was in the Walmart and now it's here.
Can we watch Face Off in your movie theater?
You wanna watch Face Off in my movie theater?
Yes, we do.
I'm worried about what it's gonna mean as our feelings grow dearer. But first off, can we watch Face Off in your movie theater?
When do you want to?
Now.
Right now.
Well, okay. Though there might be someone there right now, we'll have to get them out of the way.
Maybe we could put a blanket on top of all three of us while we watch it. Then we might start touching each other's private parts and stuff.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's puberty.
Yeah, sure.
I can't wait to watch the movie. Touch, 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 touching you.
I mean, love. be clear, this plan is of interest to me. I'm just a worry cause you haven't seen another person in a decade and a half, so...
Oh my gosh, he's super cute.
Should I go? This is a little bit...
No, oh, really? Mom! Sorry. Just like we have a lot of life coming at us at once. Like, obviously we want to be reunited with you. And honestly, okay, absolutely. It's not really dark enough yet to watch this movie, so why don't we go have, like, spaghetti with Mom, and then we'll meet up with you later, Shad, to watch Face Off in your indoor-outdoor movie theater treehouse, and by the end of the night... Please pick one of us.
Oh,
I can't have it.
Both of us.
Well, I can't have
both of us together.
Kiss your face.
But no matter what, we'll touch the privates underneath the blanket. La la la
la la la la la.
Okay.
OTPHJ. Under the blanket, if that's okay.
That's okay with me.
O-T-P-H-J.
U-T-B-H-J.
Oh, sure.
Positive AJs, maybe ABJ. I don't know, maybe that's crazy.
I gotta go talk about this with the boys. I'm unprepared for this interaction. I guess go have spaghetti with your mom, and I'll see you later tonight.
You will see us later.
Here's a map to the treehouse.
Wow, it's so
big. Wait, it says we have to cross a river.
It's
will we
fine.
Even be able to?
It'll be fucking fine.
This
don't even worry.
This river looks really big.
I know, I didn't draw this map. It's fine. You won't even, honestly, you'll get to this point and be like, this river is not a river. It fucking sucks and it can go get fucked. Don't worry about the river. I'll okay. See you tonight, and with any luck, go enjoy your spaghetti. Bye.
Hey, hi. Caitlin?
Yeah?
This is like a really big day for us.
Yeah.
And through all the weird times that we made fun noodle mirrors and walked laps around the aisles and encouraged Dad and got confused by Dad and listened to the story of Face Off every night before we fell asleep in the camping section. And even now when we discover that the bugs in the mist weren't real, it was just like a one-day fog phenomenon that mixed with the big super bloom of poppies that made the mist slightly psychedelic for a short period of time, but then people woke up but they didn't want to look in that Walmart because they were still too scared, and we lived there forever and ever almost.
Whoa, you put that together just now? I've been trying to piece together that mystery for 16 years.
Yeah,
and I couldn't
anyone
figure
can tell
it
you
out.
Unseasonable super bloom of poppies and mist. But I...
Just passing through.
And I'm so excited to reconnect with Mom and like just... love her so much and decide what we feel about Shad and take him or leave him and be his friend or whatever, but ultimately you're my twin and you've been there since the beginning. You'll be there in the end. You're my twin, identical or not. You've always been the one thing that I got. You're my twin, and you've helped me through this. You'll always be my twin in the mist.
You're my twin. I know that sometimes you have blonde hair and I have brown, and sometimes you have cheeks and I have bigger cheeks.
You both have cheeks.
Sometimes you don't have legs and I have
you
legs.
Both have legs.
Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na.
Travolta.
And you're my Nick Cage and my Travolta too. There's nothing we can't do. My twin in the mist. did it.
Wow, we did it. We know how all of their lives ended.
Time, patience, healing.
Time, patience, healing. Probably them all getting out of the Walmart eventually.
You gotta hope. I hope for that.
Gotta leave room for a sequel.
Oh my gosh, that's a saga.
I mean,
you know,
gotta find out what happened to the river guy.
One day that river is gonna flow. I have faith in those boys to make their own river.
And that's what makes the world go round.
Oh my gosh, Lily, that was a true time and a half of joy and fun.
That was a ball. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. If y'all haven't, check out Going Deep on Stitcher. It was such a joy to do. It's such a funny podcast.
Thank you. If you guys listen to it, everyone should listen to your episode maybe first. It's so good. It's insane.
Jessica and I play... we play young royal twins who have been promised to each other, and we absolutely...
Well, they're not twins. I know we have twins on the brain.
Sorry, young royal children. Who have been in an arranged marriage, and they... Hate each other. And we are, I imagine, nightmares to improvise with.
No, it was perfect. You guys ripped me to shreds, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, well, we enjoyed every minute of having you here today.
Thank you, guys. Hey, if you've enjoyed this podcast and want to support it, you can do so at offbookclubhouse.com, where you can subscribe to either of our tiers and get all sorts of fun stuff. We have downloads. We have episodes from our archive coming out, most recently in episodes with Darcy Carden and Paul Scheer, which is a live episode that we started with, which was great, and Fran Gillespie.
There's a little cookie song.
Little soft cookie with a little
jam
jelly.
It's an insane
Russian musical called Run to Your Bride. It's extremely fun.
You're going to want to hear that one.
You're going to want to check it out. But mostly what you're doing there is supporting us and allowing us to make this now independent show, and we do so appreciate it. By the way, the first 100 of you that signed up for our top tier, we have not forgotten that we will make a song with all of your names. We've just been busy, but we will get to it. We promise.
We promise, and we promise you should give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Keys.
We promise you should give it up for Brett Morris on the frets, that feeling when the chord hits.
And once again, this episode was brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog. Unfortunately, we did once again run out of time to find out what sound the wooden frog makes.
It's such a bummer. And it's not even the kind of thing that would take that long to do. We just keep forgetting to do
it. One of these days. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, don't go chasing face waterfalls.
Stick to the fucking stupid rivers that you're used to.
Bye!